going to begin today's call. As a reminder, star one on your keypad for questions for all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. We're going to begin by heading to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And obviously a tough Saturday afternoon with a 21-0 loss to Buffalo. And after watching the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think you have to start with our defense. I thought our defense played exceptionally well. You know, we gave up a drive at the beginning of the game where they were, you know, we missed a couple tackles on it that really, you know, allowed them to keep the drive going. They scored a touchdown on that first possession, and then, you know, our defense played extremely well the rest of the way, not allowing any more points, forcing a number of fumbles, you know, punts, three and outs, field goal attempts, one that we blocked. So just was really, really pleased with how our defense played. And I thought that was such an interesting matchup to me because we had struggled against, you know, the run leading up to that game and knew Buffalo was going to come in and really try to pound the football. I think, you know, like we talked about, you know, going into this week, they hadn't had a game where they rushed it for less than 43 attempts, and I think they had about that number against us as well. But I thought we played really, really well against the run and played really well, you know, just in general against them defensively. Offensively, unfortunately, we turned the ball over and a couple of times that led to touchdowns for Buffalo. That's a big, you know, big area that we need to improve on, just, you know, protect the football, our ball security. But I think the great things were, again, how well our defense played and, you know, just looking at, you know, our team and the performances that we got from some really young players in our program, whether they're, you know, sophomores or freshmen. You look at guys like Mike Matheson and Zach Gibson, Julian Richardson, A.J. Watts, Bryce Wilson, who, you know, all true freshmen in our program that played extremely, extremely well for us and have played well for us all season long. And, you know, a couple other guys that really stepped up were DeCavillon Reese, sophomore for us, running back that, you know, really getting his first meaningful carries this season, averaged over 4.6 yards per carry. Unfortunately, you know, got banged up in the game, wasn't able to finish, but thought he ran the ball extremely well. It was something that we really haven't seen, you know, within our offense up to this point this year. So that was really great to see. Julian Hicks had a great game, had 9 receptions for us. So, you know, was good to see some of those positives. You know, obviously need to do a better job protecting the football on offense and, you know, being able to score when we get down in close.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon offensively getting things going, and for a first collegiate start for Zach Gibson, talk about his performance overall with completing 22 passes and 39 attempts and 193 yards.
You know, I thought Zach played pretty well. Again, you know, put the ball on the ground, you know, a few times. We lost 2 of them. Both resulted in touchdowns for UB, which was ultimately the difference, you know, in that game. So we got to continue to work on that. But, you know, I think, you know, under the circumstances, they brought a lot of pressure. We really struggled in pass protection all afternoon. Zach didn't have you know, much time, and in some cases, much of a chance back there. And I thought he played really well in spite of that, and you know, really handled himself well, kept his composure, was able to buy some time with his legs and his, you know, awareness in the pocket, his ability to escape the pocket, and made some really big plays, some big third down conversions for us, you know, with, you know, in some scramble situations. So, you know, I think Zach has shown that, you know, he can definitely do it. And I think, you know, unfortunately, we just, you know, we need to play a little bit better, you know, as a group around him. And I think, you know, I think we'll be in better shape.
As you transition to looking ahead the next week and obviously a road trip with Northern Illinois, when you look at film of the Huskies, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, you know, I think, you know, from their offensive perspective, they're a team that, you know, really runs the ball well and throws the ball well. You look at, you know, games, you know, they've had some games they've thrown for over 300. They've had some big running games. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us and knowing, like, hey, we got to be, you know, we got to be ready to defend both the run and the pass. And do that at a high level. And then, you know, defensively, I think they're a good defense. I think they're leading the league defensively in third down conversion percentage. You know, physical team, tough team. You know, that you know, we'll certainly have our work cut out for. And I think, you know, it's, again, it's going to start with our ability to run the football and our ability to protect the quarterback.
And for your Zips, it's been a month since you've been on the road, so it'll be a little bit different with heading on the road. Just talk about perhaps how you're looking forward to this opportunity with this road trip.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great trip for us. You know, I know I always enjoy being on the road personally. I think our players do as well. You know, that opportunity, you know, to travel and you know, kind of just be on the road together, where, you know, it's really just you and your teammates, and that's about all you have. I think is really special. And you know, Northern Illinois is a great football program, a lot of tradition in that program, and know they have a great fan base and a great venue to play. So we're excited. We're excited for that challenge.
Well, Tom, thank you for your time. I'll let you get back to preparation for Northern Illinois. We want to wish you the best of luck next Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Tom. Again, for Tom Marth and his Akron Zips coming off a 21-0 loss against Buffalo in that contest. Again, quarterback Zach Gibson making his first collegiate start, 22 of 39 passing for 193 yards and one interception in that contest. For Akron, they will be at Northern Illinois this coming Saturday, October 26th. That game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN3.